Yeah, what up world, it's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play it play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy, huh? Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out. Can a player play in the building? Live every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yours truly along with the man that's always in the background, checking out the rearview mirror, making sure we ain't got, you know what I mean, one time on our tail and jackers and crackers trying to take what we ain't got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up? What's up? What's up, man? Isn't it a wonderful day to be me? I know somebody else out there want to be me, but you can't. So, welcome to the show.
And I can already see from the beginning of the show, somebody is full of themselves today, today, today. Ladies and gentlemen, last week we had a burner of a show. It was like a battle of the sexes. You know, K. Diddy was in full form with his, you know, he was accused of being a male chauvinist along with Joe from Montana. The ladies were all upset. So we were talking about the game. And, you know, women always quick to say, well, men are the root of the game. And, you know, fellas always quick to say women are the root of the game. So we had to do the part two of the show so that, you know, the ladies and the fellas can represent K. Diddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm standing at attention, boy, ready to get it cracking.
Wow, you know. I ain't even said nothing yet, and somebody want to say something. They must still be upset from last week. Hold on. 702, welcome to Can a Player Play.
Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you, ma'am?
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Loud
yes,
and clear.
I can hear you loud and clear.
I just wanted to say what up to K. Diddy and you before Joe got on the phone and irritated me.
Oh, you seem to have some personal issues with Joe, man. What's that about?
I ain't got no personal issues with the man. He's just old and just senile, and he's just he's a woman in his life. Real talk. That's
okay,
really
okay.
A woman.
Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Kind of play rolling on this week. You know, the game never stops. The game never quits. Part two. We're trying to see who's to blame for the game. You know, K. Diddy, according to K. Diddy, it's all the women's fault. You know, so I'm going to get the train started. And according to the women, men are at fault because men are dogs and liars and cheats and, wow, I'm telling
sugar
you.
Sugar and spice and everything nice, and that's why your teeth get rotten.
Oh, and K. Diddy is in full form already. Oh, so K. Diddy, let me make sure I'm clear because I don't want you to claim I'm throwing you under the bus or I'm setting you up. What is your standpoint, in your own words, on this topic about the nature of the game?
Oh, women already know, man. They the one to start the ish first because from little kids, they was always told that y'all 5 or 6 years smarter than the boys. So, you know, go out and get you a good husband so he can take care of you. They was already given that sense of entitlement from the very beginning. You know, we was given that thing, go out and be the breadwinners, be the man in the household, take care of your family, get a good job so you can take care of your woman. So, hey. Women know they started the mess. I always said that.
Ooh-wee. K. Diddy. Well, I'm going to let a female respond to that. Miss, do you have any opinion what K. Diddy just said?
I'm going to actually agree with K. Diddy this time.
Oh, shit.
I just don't actually agree with him. It's like, yeah, we was told that, and yeah.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, I'm all right. I got, and listen, I have to applaud her because she keep me 100. You ain't never heard no man, you ain't never heard no little boy's parents go out and say, boy, you go out there and get a good, go out there and get you a woman, got a good job so she can take care of you. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there with that mindset today.
Okay, hold on. We got somebody else trying to chime in on that. The other 702, welcome to the show. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello. What did you have? You stuck your hand up real quick. What did you want to say?
Because it was just really hilarious what he was saying, and it's so true, so I can't even be upset or mad about it. Because we are always told, you're the princess, girls always mature faster than boys, you know. So I can't disagree with that one.
How come you got a problem with them agreeing with K Dizzle, the elixir of love?
You know what? I don't have a problem with them agreeing that you K Dizzle just caught me off guard. Hold on, brother. Hold on. We got another. I think the neighborhood just went south. Hold on. Let me
damn,
make sure,
there
you
go.
Welcome to the show, 111.
Yeah, the neighborhood's gone bad. It's going to stay bad. I'm going to come back to make it worse. How's that?
They must have dropped the rental rates.
That's right.
Oh,
I'm here.
Man.
That's all there is to it.
Say, hey,
okay.
Joe. I just got two thumbs up, man, so don't come messing up my rep.
What happened? Two thumbs up for what?
Because being an all-around
observer.
No, I've been an all-around observant. No, I want Joe to go back and listen to the beginning of the show, Tony. Quit it. I've been an all-around observant, good guy, and I've been respected for my being observant.
Observant about what?
About women are the shit talkers, shit starters, and the one to create all the controversy on this planet.
Now, why do you got to take away my game? That's my shit. How are you getting two thumbs up?
What's today?
Today's
no
the
matter
28th.
Of fact, let me ask you this one. Who's
I've been saying
this?
That for the last, what, last 2 weeks.
Whose show is this? I start out saying this is a wonderful day to be me.
Oh, I wasn't here for that, but huh? You shouldn't get any of the freaking credit that I've done. I'm the one who brings the controversy, and you're getting the two thumbs up.
Absolutely.
Oh, not fair.
Okay,
well,
okay.
Not fair.
The ladies
Joe,
tend to
Joe
agree
is
with
definitely,
me.
I want, as a matter of fact, Joe, I want to thank you. You have been a real colorful guest over the last couple of weeks, upsetting a few folks. One lady called in early and talking about, where's Joe old ass at? I was like, ooh, wee, you ain't right.
Oh, I didn't know it was going to start so early. I would have been here at about 5:30 if I knew everybody was going to come.
No. You missed,
okay,
you missed the mail.
Hold on,
you
let's
missed
you
the,
still
you missed the mail
coming,
show
man.
In this part.
Huh?
Tony, you missed the male chauvinist part.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
the male
that's
chauvinist. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, now I feel better.
Are you still there?
Yes.
All right,
well,
when I got here.
What did you have to say about Joe earlier? He had to defend himself.
Oh, we got.
Yeah, Joe was old and senile, and he needed a woman in his life.
Oh, is this the same one that has no life? This is
Joe,
the one that was on here last
you
week talking
yes,
about
Joe,
all that.
Yes, Joe, and
crap.
Every time you call, I will be here to
oh,
irritate the
God.
Hell out of you.
Hey, you mean you're going to be my official stalker?
Yes, Joe, get used to it.
Ah, if you're going to be my stalker, wait a minute. Let me take off my pants, give you my underwear so you can wash them for me.
First of all, this week, we're not going to allow the show to descend into complete anarchy because Joe is the ever-controversial Joe. For anybody just joining us, welcome to the show. This week we're discussing the game never stops and the game never quits part two. We're all so quick to point the finger at each other. We're all so quick, you know, the opposite sides of the fence are always willing to say, well, you know, if you ask most guys, and I'm going to put this out there because a lot of guys, you know, you ask them, well, you know, why you a player now, man? Why are you dating so many women, man? There was this girl who broke my heart. Very few men are players by blood. You have some of us that's just genetic in us. We do what we do at the time, and we know the rules of the game because we're taught by real players, while somebody always comes back to heartache and pain as to why now they treat females a certain way.
That ain't what they saying. Because I heard this one guy that used to cut my hair, he say he gay now because his woman broke his heart.
He turned gay?
That's a whole new twist. I've heard that out of women, too. Oh, well, I don't mess with dudes no more because, you know, they play too many games. And you're like, wow.
Wait,
seriously?
Tony.
Yes.
I be saying, what kind of sick shit is that?
Wait a minute. Hey, Diddy.
Yo.
The guy turned gay?
Yeah. Yeah, he said that it broke his heart to the extent that he didn't trust women no more. He didn't want to have nothing to do with nothing because he was hurt, you know.
Well, that's not the same as turning gay, though.
Well, I'm just saying what his rationale, what his thing was, because I didn't even try to get into the psychic, all that, because I couldn't even understand as a man any woman could do anything to the extent to make me want to go be with another man. So I just kind of sit there in awe, really.
Hey, Tony.
And I've heard women say that. To be quite honestly, as I'm going through the archives in my mind, more than one female I've heard say that they've gone to the other side of the fence because they're tired of brothers.
Most chicks are bisexual
anyway. A certain way.
Take a look at them when they take pictures together. They're always scrunching up against each other's breasts when they're taking pictures. You ever see guys do that?
I ain't never seen two guys go take a shower and go get under the covers together either. But
we don't have slumber parties. They've been doing this ever since they're 13 years old. Anyway, look, when I got here, Tony, there was a lady, not 702, a lady on the line talking about how she can't criticize the guy who was saying that girls were princesses. Was that about Diddy or was that about me?
No.
She was actually co-signing what Diddy said earlier, whereas, you know, that young ladies are raised.
So it was about Diddy. All right.
Yeah, they're going to be told that, you know, you're the princess. When you grow up, make sure you get a man to take care of you, while boys are raised to say, oh, nobody's telling your little boy, hurry up, grow up, and find a woman to take care of you. And she was like, yeah, that's true, you know.
Yeah.
The brothers do get that handed to him from birth. And so everybody's wondering.
All right.
Yeah, whose fault is that? I don't know. Is it a parental decision? But, you know, we're getting into the whole topic of the game today, how men and women tend to see things from a certain standpoint based upon their experiences. And I think I might have a caller later who's going to call in and tell his story. I'm waiting for him to call in because he sent me an email. And I just have to hit him back, and he's supposed to call in today and tell his story about this whole situation with the game, how at the end of the day, we're all playing games at some point when we're choosing to live
lifestyle. But the game that you talk about in your book is how to be the game of authenticity. If you're going to play the game, play the game as yourself.
Yes, sir. And that is one of my firm beliefs in life, is that that's the whole what the whole playerology movement is about. There's nothing wrong with playing the game. It is when you're not playing the game, when you're playing the game as a character, that is unlike yourself. Because you got to be true to yourself at the end of the day. You know, that's why a lot of times when people hear, oh, can I play a play, or they hear about playerology, or players step your game up. If you read my books, if you get a copy of my books, one of the overriding messages always in my books is honesty. If you're going to be a player, be a player. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Nobody can judge you. But you can't be engaged in the lifestyle of a player and you got three kids at home and a wife. That is deception. You're robbing somebody of their emotional wealth.
But
and you're not put on this earth. Go ahead, Teddy.
I mean, I'm just saying, isn't that the earthquake of the relationships, that people really don't keep it real? And they say it all day long in every conversation about keep it real. But keeping it real varies between individuals because they cannot do just that. Because in order to keep it real, you got to be honest. They don't coincide.
Now,
they don't coexist.
And I want to ask this question. How do we, as men and women, see the whole definition of keeping it real and what exactly is real? And I think the caller that I've been waiting on to call and tell his stories on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and let him in. My man, Stevie Hollywood.
Hollywood Steve's in the house. Big Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, brother. I was just prepping my listeners for you because I'm like, you got a story to tell them as we're discussing about playing the game and being honesty. So I'm going to let you, the floor is yours, sir. Tell the story you called in to tell, my brother.
Well, I tell you, Tony, I always say, man, I love your show and I've been keeping up with you. I know I haven't called in a while, but it's always great to catch up with you. But, you know, the topic today is, you know, being with a woman, trusting a woman, having a woman trust you, and hearing all the bullshit you got to put up with, and to let you and the listeners know, you know, I'm down here, you know, between Las Vegas and Florida and L.A., but, you know, doing my business down here in Florida right now, and I had the pleasure of meeting up with a really nice Brazilian girl last month, and I tell you, shit has hit the fan, Tony. You with me?
Yeah, I'm with you, brother. Tell us about it, brother.
Has hit the fan because, you know, I a lot of women, and I'm not saying all of them, but a high percentage, you know, they all want their cake and eat it too. You know, and I know every women have their moments and all this and that, but I tell you, I mean, I just cannot put up with, you know, the bitchy side, the bitchy, always wanting to, you know, be a bitch. Come on, a guy, when does a man can come up for air, you know? I mean, am I right or wrong, Big Tony?
Yes, sir, you're right, because everybody has a...
You know, and
I tell you a story, brother, the floor is yours.
And if you're going to be a player, but the thing is, you know, I mean, and this is my first, and Tony, you know Hollywood Steve. I mean, I've dated many a nice woman in Las Vegas and various parts around the United States, but this is my first international bitch. That's all I can tell you. And she has definitely, you know, and if you've ever been yelled at by a Brazilian woman in Portuguese, let me tell you, it's not pretty, Tony. It's not pretty, okay? But I just, and for all you guys listening, women too, I mean, women, you know, hey, it's all right to gripe about something. It's all right to be upset about something. But my God, you have to fucking bitch all the time about something that you can't control, okay? And don't accuse me or your, if you're dating a guy, if the fucking guy goes out and he looks at a girl the wrong way, he's not fucking her, okay? Women, I'm telling you, sometimes, it's a double standard. But
that's the American legacy. Even you can take the international chicks from overseas, bring them over here. After a few years, they get acclimated to the American climate of being defiant all the time.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Who am I speaking to now?
My name's Joe.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? And you know what? I totally agree with you. You're right. You're right. And I think it's – and Big Tony, I tell you, thank you so much for the opportunity being on the show today. But I think the women – and there's some gene in them. They're inbred with a certain thing that, you know – and I know guys that date, you know, the show – you know, the girls that they think are all the trophy girls and the trophy wives. And when they snap, boy, they snap. But the thing is, when you least expect it, I just, you know, life's too short, you know. Hey, you know, it's give and take in any relationship, whether you're dating, married, or whatever. But my God, you know, to be bitched at all the time for, I hate to be accused of, and Tony, you know me, you know Hollywood Steve. Now I just tell women, if just read me my charges so I know what I've been charged with.
I'm gonna use one of Joe's analogies. It all goes back to that sense of entitlement, sense of being the emotional being, sense of being the weaker, softer sex. They feel like they have that inalienable right to bitch endlessly.
Well, you know, there you go. And I totally agree with you. And the thing is, I don't like to be out with a girl and dating her and we're having some fun and all of a sudden – we're in a club or somewhere, and you talk about a player being a player, Tony. But I go to the restroom to take a piss, and maybe I might have taken the long way back. Not that it's my choice, because there's so many people in there, and I thought I found a shorter way back. And the first thing I do is fucking get accused of, oh, well, what took you so long to get back? I saw you looking at that girl over there at the other bar. What, do you want to fuck her tonight? Well, you know what? My standard answer now is, you know what? Since you brought that up, I'd love to fuck her tonight.
Hold on, Stevie. Let me let somebody else in. Liberal 141, you've been waiting for a moment. Welcome to the show. Jump on in.
Hey. Hi. How are you, George Stanley? How are you guys? Yeah, we're doing good. How you doing, bro?
Hey.
Oh boy, here we go again. I gotta say I agree with Joe and I agree with what you're saying. I don't think it's the woman's fault. It's us men that accept shit that we should never accept at all. If a woman is yelling at me, I tell her once. You yell at me another time, it's over. Period.
I like that. It's over.
If you disrespect me once, it's over. That's what men need to do so that women can control themselves and say, look, I ain't your mother, I ain't your father. If you're going to disrespect me, it's out. If you're going to play that game, it's out, because there is more women in this world than men. Let's not get it twisted.
No, you're absolutely right. And the thing is, a lot of guys out there, and I say it, they're weak. You know,
yeah.
They'll take all the shit and put up with the shit and, you know, never say a word, and then, you know.
Well, that's the brainwashing we get. But I want to go back to what Tony was saying about the game and authenticity. And thanks for giving me credit, Diddy. I like that. Cool. But about men being authentic. We cannot be authentic, because when you are in an intimate relationship with somebody, what do? Both men and women. But we try to be vulnerable. But if a man is vulnerable, what happens? And this goes back to what Hollywood was saying. The women, bitch. They find a chink in the armor, and they try to exploit it. That's why men don't have authentic game. That's why they have the artificial game.
Hold on. We got somebody in the chat room that's just blowing my mind. He's called Green Beasley. My man is just blatantly saying that he just does anything for women. He can't help himself. He said, going back all the way to his mother. And he keeps saying, I'd do anything for my dude. My dude, you got to grab your balls. You have already lost in the battle, and the war ain't even began. If you just blatantly just put it out there, like, I'd do anything for women, anything.
That's why guys like us have the few little hiccups and the problems that we have because of guys like that.
Yeah. Right.
Let's make it clear, though. I mean, I would do anything for my woman if she appreciates it. I think the missing factor is. I would do anything for my woman if she appreciates it. If she doesn't appreciate it, then I'm like, Stanley, you got to go.
Yeah. Right, there you go. But I tell you, too, you know, getting back to being bitched at and being, I mean, and it's almost like, you know, they fabricate, and I use that word loosely, because I just don't like being accused of something. And if I'm going to be accused of something, my God, I want to be able to say that I did it. You know.
Now, Stevie, I got to ask you a question. Since I already know the ultimate twist to your story, tell the good folk that are listening, despite all this bitching, what is the ultimate twist to the story that you just can't believe, brother, and she's bitching at you?
Well, the whole thing is the ultimate twist in the story. Now, are you talking about her being involved with somebody else?
Don't say to her was him.
No. The thing is, this is what I want to share with the listeners and Big Tony. The thing is, I love going out and meeting a new girl and everything, and they tell me that they're you know, not involved with anybody at the moment. They were seeing somebody, but they kind of broke it off, and then, you know, they kind of get you wrapped in a little bit. Then, you know, when it gets going good, and then they start bitching or something's not going right, then they say, well, I forgot to tell you, I'm kind of maybe still seeing another guy, but I'm not really seeing him while I'm seeing you. And then you talk about feeling like dangling the carrot, you know, and that's where, and I say, look, I don't play second fiddle to nobody. It's either going to be me or no one. So, I mean, you can play that game, and it is. It's a game. It's all a game. You can play that game with somebody else, but you're not going to play that game with Hollywood Steve. And, Tony, you know that, right?
Hey,
hold on, 702, you're live on the show. Whatever you want to respond to what the men have to say.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hell yeah.
I actually have to agree with you guys on
your
internet caller, because no female wants a weak guy. But there is such thing called compromising, so both men and women can compromise. So I wouldn't want no guy just to lay down and do exactly what I say. That's stupid. That's somebody weak. And for everybody else that's sitting there saying, oh, women are the weaker creatures and we're the most sensitive ones and we bitch all the time, you know where we got that from?
Geez, let me guess.
From who? From who did you get that from?
From the men!
Man,
from
wow.
God made us from Adam's rib!
Oh.
Y'all wasn't bitching, then we wouldn't bitch, right? Right.
So let me get this straight. Again, another woman, another responsibility. Again, another one. So you're going to tell me that all men are responsible for your attitude, the way you act, the way you feel, the way you do your shit.
Hey, can I jump on a grenade, Tony? See, this is Kate Dizzle, the elixir of love take on that whole thing. See, first of all, I think it was the woman's mama that taught her how to bitch.
Yeah.
Second of all, I do agree that there are some bitch made men out there, and
mm-hmm.
I mean it just like that, some
mm-hmm.
bitch made men, and those are the ones that tend to bitch. But just for men as a whole, we weren't even brought up to bitch. We were brought up to get out there and get it.
That's
to be
right.
The head of the household. That's
right.
How we were brought up. That's how our
right.
fathers brought us up. That's how society's molded us. That's
mm-hmm.
how they sent our ass out there to the war.
To,
we were the ones that went out
there. The
it was not. It was not the woman.
And I want to say this with the closing thing because I got to jump off here in a minute. And Tony, Big Tony, thanks for having me on and all the guys taking the call and everything. Really enjoyed it and looking forward to calling back here, if not next week, maybe the week after. But, you know, men, do not back down. If you're going to take some shit from a woman, she's going to bitch at you, you know. You know, of course, she wants you to say, yes, you're right and everything. You know, you need to jump right back at her and say, you know what, I ain't taking this shit. Okay. Yeah, I ain't taking this shit. Okay. Because guess what? What I'm going to do. Okay. Now, you're going to listen to my shit right now. You need to flip the script, baby.
All
right. And you heard that from me first. And I tell you, I love Big Tony's laugh. I've known Tony almost 10 years now. He's one of my dearest friends in the whole world. And Tony, I love to hear your laugh. It was great to hear you laugh on Friday when I caught up with you.
Take care, brother.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Take care. Good to hear from you, my brother.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Tony.
Now, the part of the story that he didn't tell you good folks is that he met the young Brazilian lady, and the relationship developed, and jealousy grew, and insecurities grew, but she just conveniently forgot to mention she was married in the whole process.
Yeah, but
which
one got jealous and which one got insecure?
Okay.
It was on the young lady's part. The insecurities grew and the jealousy grew, but in this whole process, she forgot to mention that she was married.
She was married. Hey, yeah. Tony.
And so, my man Hollywood Steve, being the type of guy that he is, when he caught wind of that, you know.
He
was talking to another young lady across the street, and the young lady observed this conversation and went into a rage about it. Complete and utter rage. So, ladies, whose fault is the game, really? Can we, you know, let's be honest about it. Is there enough blame to go around for both sexes?
Yeah.
Who started it? Some people say it goes back to the Garden of Eden. Eve started the game.
No, she did. Come on, man. We
Tony, remember when we were talking a few weeks ago about game and you gave an example about how you can be authentic? You want to give that example again about how a guy approaches a woman? Because people might learn from that how you can actually go up to a woman, let her know that you're interested in her, but you don't have to, you know, give a rap of, I'm the head of Exxon.
No. You always want to present yourself for who and what you are.
Yeah.
That is the basis. And that's one of the issues that I have with a lot of people when we say the game. It is a game. Life ultimately is a game, no matter what you're doing. And you have to conduct yourself by a certain set of rules in order to function, to participate, and conquer the game. Now, when you present yourself in a deceptive manner, if you present yourself as the head of Exxon, like Joe just said, this young lady expects you to be the head of Exxon. And so now you're using your whole paycheck to take her to, you know, Guy Savoy and Wolfgang Puck, and she expects this from you, and not knowing you just use your rent money to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, you have got to step your game up. If
now,
you're
see,
on a Denny's budget, present yourself on a Denny's budget, but don't go talking to a caviar-sipping, champagne-sipping woman with your Denny's budget. Go and approach somebody. Because, you know, who's more receptive to who and what you are, because rejection ultimately hurts you. And that's why we play the game. Green Beasley, I see you in the chat room, and I'm going to tell you something, family. You really need to go buy all three of my books and tune into the show more, my brother.
What you saying?
And
another thing. Don't tell no woman that you was president, no Exxon anyway, because they had an oil spill, so they kind of pissed off at them. At least tell them you was the president. At least tell them you was running Microsoft or some shit real now. Come on.
And ladies, I want to say this to the ladies, to all some real ish. Somebody broke your heart 10 years ago, and you've been dating the same dude in different bodies, expecting different results. They want to sit up and talk about all men are dogs. Sweetheart, stop dating the same dude in different bodies and maybe you'll get a different result on some real ish. That's what understanding the nature of the game is about. Know what game you're playing. If you can look at the person that you that your history of dating and you see that even though they may have had different names, and I'm talking to the fellas too who've had their hearts broken and trampled on, now you want to say all women are bitches and yada, yada. No, all women are not bitches. Some women are bitches. Some women are hoes. There are other women out there who are ladies, and you cannot treat them all the same and expect the same result. If you've been dating the same kind of woman, same gold-digging, wallet-taking, credit-ruining, take your heart and stomp on it kind of woman and expecting different results, something wrong with you, dude. You can't blame them for that. They hustling just like anybody else. Find a fool, feed him fantasies. Once again, that's what I'm on here trying to teach you, you cats out there. You know, a lot of you cats going to the strip clubs looking for love, then you want to get mad because you done dated Destiny 3-4 different times from 3-4 different strip clubs and got the same result. She driving, they driving the cars you done bought, now you mad at all women. How?
Yeah, but tell
me. How can you be mad at all women based on your decisions?
Okay. You're trying to say there's no such thing as a generalization, notwithstanding the fact that, of course, you're mentioning K. Diddy's library research arena.
Yes, his library research,
yeah,
which we have discussed before.
That's right. But besides that, here's a simple question. Yeah, there are, but let's say 20% of guys are real assholes, right? Now, what does that leave for the so-called women in America? Again, my contention is there is a legacy here in America ever since about the 70s, which really made it prominent because of the neo-feminism. Most women, and I'm saying over 90%, think that they have the right, because of their sense of entitlement, to be bitchy, to be nagging, to be exacting more from men than they have a right to. As a result, my thing is, when relationships break up, the vast majority of the times, it's because of the women, because of narcissism. It doesn't matter if they're strippers, it doesn't matter if they're lawyers, doesn't matter if they're doctors. They do not know how to carry on a healthy relationship because of the training, the indoctrination that they've gotten from society, as Diddy mentioned before, or from men, the daddies, as I've said on your show in previous times.
Yes, sir. Hold on, let me let some ladies in here. See if the ladies got anything they want to respond. Ladies, are you still with us? You got anything to respond to the fellas got to say? Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you want to respond
pondering.
To any of the commentary
no,
that was just had?
I'm just actually pondering and thinking about what Joe said.
Do you see any validation to what he said, or are you ready to jump on him all over again?
No, I'm not.
Come jump.
I'm actually going to somewhat agree with him. Somewhat.
What you don't agree?
A lot of women carry themselves, have healthy relationships.
Let me ask you a question. When you're in a relationship with a girl, this is for all the girls listening. There was another girl. I don't know if she's still on the line or not. But when
she's
you're with
still,
your...
Let me let her in, Joe. Hold on, Joe.
Yes, all right. Here's a question. Here's a question for all the women listening. When you're in a relationship with a guy, I'm not talking about dating, but in a relationship, what is it that you do proactively to try to please that guy? I'm not talking about birthdays or Christmas. What do you do to try to please him? Anybody want to answer?
You're saying, what do I do to proactively use my man?
Yeah.
I personally am a fan of little romantic gestures. So, notes that say, hey, I was thinking about you, text, email, find out your interests. And it doesn't have to be a birthday. It doesn't have to be an anniversary. That doesn't to be a special occasion for me to say, ooh, you know, I'm thinking about you and I did this special thing because I know that you like the Raiders and so I did this.
What do you mean,
A proactive
vote. No. 702.
I'm talking about her sport.
Anyway, how often do you do that?
Every day.
Okay, now you're the kind of woman that a man wants and needs. If you're proactively showing your man appreciation, then that man, I'm going to say this without knowing you or your boyfriend, you couldn't get rid of him if you took a sledgehammer and tried to kill him. Am I right?
You're right.
To a point, there are a few that have been like that, yes. I couldn't get rid of them.
Right, because you showed them
appreciation. The problem is having someone who, in return, will do those things for you.
Now, that was going to be my other point. A man has to do the same thing. He has to show his woman. Two people have to have the attitudes of, I am here to please you as I want to be pleased. If two people have that core attitude, I don't see how the relationship is, well, you can go wrong, but if another aspect has to be, I will forgive you the little things if you forgive me the little things. If you can forgive and give, I don't see how a relationship can go sour. If a man is not doing that for you, huh?
I was just saying, it just has to have that capability of having that two-way
It has to be two ways. I mean, yeah. Well, if he's not pleasing you the same way, you have to let him know there are things that you'd like to receive from him. You know, the little things that would please you. Am I wrong, guys?
Oh, you're right.
All right. But Joe,
you know,
I gotta
take a bath more than once
a
week, whether you need it or not.
At least once a week.
Joe.
Leon.
Yeah.
I have to say I agree with what you're saying, but also don't forget also it is the way that the woman asks stuff to her man that can make a difference also.
Oh
if
yeah.
You
sure.
If you ask me things to me in a disrespectful way, I ain't going to do your shit that you want
no.
me to do.
I agree, yeah.
Okay? So when women say, oh, I asked my man things, how did you ask it? Did you ask it like you were putting him down like a little boy? Or did you ask him like your man and being an adult and say, you know what, baby? I don't like something from that and that and that. Or did you...
Hey, let's say something about the powers. The powers of a woman. You know, women are so powerful, so resourceful, so manipulative, they could get a lot of men to do things without even a man knowing that he's doing it. They could make a man even want to do it.
Well, yeah, but that's the indoctrination of, as you were relating to about half an hour ago, Diddy, about society.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm talking
about but it's kind of tied into what you were saying too. You know, a woman being deserving, she could reciprocate in kind, or it could just be part of her nature, just caring, loving nature that would make a man want to do certain things for her, just by the way she take care of him.
Right. And that's what I was saying before. I would do anything for a woman who shows me appreciation.
Yeah.
Any man would.
Now,
I mean, any.
Now,
let's say the 20%.
Hold on, gentlemen. Before we go any further, hold on. We're going to take a quick little break. We've got to pay some bills. Want to make sure that we mention our sponsor. It's always www.worldmovement.com. Check out the music, movies, film, everything. We're going to be right back on the other side because the gentlemen have the floor. We're talking about the game. Stick and stay, y'all.
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play a play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Huh. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Welcome back to the show, your boy Pretty Tony here, along with my main man, my ace bone, you know, riding shotgun, Mr. K. Bizzle Esquire. Always want to give major, major love to the folks over there at World Movement Records and World Movement Publishing, who are the official sponsors of Can a Player Play. And we always want to make sure we send love out to them. We got a great show going in here. The fellas have been representing as we talking about the whole thing with game. My man, Green Beasley, in the chat room. I still see you, dog. You're going strong. Got my man Joe from Montana on the phone with some ladies, and we're talking about the game. And, you know, the conversation has evolved from the part where we're just talking about playing games, but we're actually talking about how can we actually appreciate each other. You hear the fellas keep saying, you know, I just want a woman to appreciate me, and the women are saying, they want a man to show them time and also appreciate them. And if it's so simple, why has it become so complex in the game?
That's why I'm a goddamn lesbian.
Oh, wow, I got to put you back on mute.
Oh, thank God for mute button. Christ almighty.
When you call kind of player to play, you never know what's going to come through the phone line. But I had to mute you, honey. You spoke out of turn. I'm going to give you the floor in a minute. Hold on. We got a caller from the 405 trying to join us here. 405, welcome to the show. You wanted to say something?
What's up, brother? This is Lamar Skills and Dave.
Welcome to the show, brother. Welcome to the show. Hello? Hello? I think we lost him there. Hello?
Oh, what a shame.
We lost my man. You might have to call back in, brother.
You can take a break. 405. It's all right.
A woman told me that romance without finance is nonsense. Green Beasley, I see you in the chat room going hard. I'm going to make sure I give you, you know, your floor. Green Beasley in the chat room says that a woman is a walking ATM to him. I don't think all women view women in that way. Some people do. I ain't going to knock your hustle because some women view all men as a walking ATM. The moment I say hi to you, the first thing out of your mouth is my car note or my life bill. I don't knock nobody's hustle because the way I figure it is if you approach me on that level, it's up to me as a man to approach you on the level where I'm coming from, while some of my brothers tend to take an opposite approach. You know, I don't think you should ever let a woman come at you like that. But what do I know? I don't knock nobody's hustles because, you know, a woman has got to be generous to Pretty Tony to be in my companionship. When I say generous.
No, I'm going to disagree, Tony. All
right.
No,
hold on. Let me finish my statement.
Okay.
Let me finish my statement. When I say generous, in the past it may have meant she's just financially generous to me, but she has to be generous to me with her time, generous to me with her nature, her companionship, generous and appreciative of all that I'm bringing to her, because I'm not going to settle for less. If I'm trying to be in your world, I'm trying to show you who I am, and I expect you to do the same so we can be on a two-way street instead of me constantly doling out love and time and affection and money, and all I'm getting in return is, we'll see. We'll see. Don't cut it with your boy, Pretty Tony. Joe, go right ahead.
Yeah, well, I agree with you on that. What I wanted to get to was when you were talking about if a woman is approaching you as, you know, you're going to be the sugar daddy, and if you, you know, take her up on it, it's on you. I agree to an extent. But going back to what Diddy was saying, what I was saying before, a woman can manipulate you without your knowing that you've been manipulated, because you believe in her and you feel, this is my baby. She needs help. I'm going to help her out. When you don't realize that all she's thinking of you as that ATM. So if you're saying, well, look, I've got the money, I want the pussy, I don't care if I have to buy it, that's different. But if you're really falling for the girl, you really trust the girl, and she's using you, no, I can't blame the guy.
Well, Joe, normally me and you are rolling in the same boat, because I would definitely blame him, because what you have done, going back to what I always talked about, is you didn't let her earn her stripes. That's where a lot of kind-hearted men get misled. So y'all, you fellas on the line listening to me, let me give you game. This is a conversation about game. Stripes are earned, not given. Meeting and talking to a pretty face and a nice body does not earn her stripes. Stripes is something that's earned over time. What is it about this young woman beyond her physical beauty that I find so enticing? If you are constantly getting wrapped up in the physical aspect and the beauty and the booty, and she put that snap on you, like K-Vitty liked to say, and you choose to be a sucker, that's on you. Stripes are earned, never given. And if you're not earning your stripes, why would I give them to you? Just because you gave me some booty? Am I that insecure with myself that because you gave me a little bit of booty, I'm just issuing it out? I met you Monday, and by Friday, I love you. I can't knock the woman for that, because you've got to be like, hold up, little mama, let me get to know you a little bit before you get to dropping all that on me. Because, yes, I am a generous individual, but I am not a walking blank check. If you present yourself as a blank check, she's going to damn sure cash your ass.
Yeah, well, that's different.
That sounds like the guy just didn't mind paying to play.
If he's paying to play and he knows it, like I said before, that's, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's just buying it. He has the money. He's Daddy Warbucks. But again, I'm going to disagree with you, Tony, because if you're 18, 17, you've been taught by your daddy you've got to be a gentleman, and women are all things nice, and you've come across somebody that's a very nice chick that you think is a nice chick, and you're saying, well, she needs some help, let me help her out, because you are generous. That's not on him. That's naivete.
She wasn't taught how to boil water, but she was taught how to go hook you.
Yeah. But now, if you're 25...
Hold on. In his naivete, there's generosity. Generosity is you needed me if I just met you, right?
Mm.
And there's generosity, you call and you're in an emergency. Oh, man, my paycheck fell through and my car note is due, and they're talking about repossessing my car.
Well, not if they just
gentlemen.
Met.
As a gentleman, of course I'm required to help her because I'm into her, and this is an emergency. Now, if this is a weekly emergency and a monthly emergency, how is it her fault if I'm allowing myself to get played like a violin with strings?
Because, again, he's being manipulated. I'm saying if he's 18, 19, doesn't know any better. Now, if he's 25 and he's had a few of these experiences, then I'm just like you. Respect has to be earned. Just because you're there, you're pretty, doesn't mean shit to me because of my past experiences. But until I've had those past experiences, what have I been trained to do? I've been trained to be a gentleman. Who's taught me? Society, daddy, and mommy. They've taught me to be a good boy. So when
okay, Literal 141, I know you want to chime in on this. Come on, brother, say something. My man must be out standing. My man, are you there, brother? Okay, we'll get back to you. Hold on. 702, I saw you put your hand up again. Welcome back to the show. What did you want to ask?
Here, listen to you guys, and I have to
apologize. You're breaking up a little bit. Say that again.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
I was just listening to
Jennifer.
Oh, listening.
I like when she breaks up.
You guys, boss, you guys are right. I'm not even going to sit here and both of you guys are right. Women
okay.
And men.
Me,
but if you're
green
being generous, in that person.
702, I got to mute you because you're completely breaking up. Green Beasley in the chat room wants everybody to know any woman over 40 will gradually lose her ability to secrete the necessary juices for good hot sex.
Well, but I tell you, look, we want to be generous, right? Men want to be generous. Men want to give. Men do that. We're hardwired to do so. But when we've had enough experiences, some guys will take 5, 6, 7, or 8, or 10 years. With other guys, it takes 1, 2, or 3, our real severe heartbreak. But that's the way we're trained. Afterwards, then we say, you know what? I don't know if you're going, if you're the real thing or not, but I'm not Daddy Warbucks. And like you were saying, Tony, you can't just be generous at the drop of a hat. You've got to earn it.
Yes, sir.
And that's a lesson. And that's and another thing too. Guys have got to learn that so that they don't have to be brainwashed into believing that they've become misogynistic simply because they're not trusting that much anymore. There's a difference between hating women, no matter how good they are, versus trust but verify. Yes, I like you, but we got to know each other before you start. Trying to manipulate me into paying anything or doing this for you or being that, there's a difference. And the guys have got to wake up to that.
I like that word, Joe. I like that word, Joe.
What, misogynistic?
Yeah, that was a cool word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's, I'm going to.
He's picked
up a few prostitutes in his life.
Uh-oh.
Well, you're trying to start trouble now, 702, and I'm not going to fall for the bait. So you're going to be one of those I'm not picking up, all right?
Okay. Now, another thing, gentlemen, as this show, and I want to make sure we put this out there for all this, because I haven't said it in a couple weeks, for all the tens of thousands of people, I'm still blown away by how many of y'all are downloading the show and checking the archives.
Tens of thousands?
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're getting up there, brother. And so,
holy. All right.
Yeah,
automatic.
Thank you. Thank you so much. But I also want to ensure that you understand that even though this is a male platform where men can come and express themselves, this is not a female bashing show. This is about men expressing themselves, and that's why we allow women to also express themselves on the show. But fellas, the bottom line to this, how you present yourself is how you're treated. Playerology 101. If you want to get treated like Big Daddy Warbucks, that's how she going to play you, because that's how you enter the game. You're a little bit green under the collar. Get to know somebody who can give you some game. Joe, as usual, my brother, you have added so much life to the show. I'm sure we're going to do a part 3 for this week's show because the chat room and the telephone lines are lit up, and I can see y'all need to learn about this game, so we're going to give you this game.
See, yeah, that's right.
Copy.
So
that's
how
right.
You, how do you like me now, ruining the neighborhood?
Get your square ass down.
Make sure you get your copies of the book, man. Play your Step Your Game Up. Play your Ology. Who is she and what is she to you? It'll mean the world to you, whatever level of the game you want. WMR, World Movement Records, WMP, World Movement Publishing. We ain't got nothing but love for you. Kiss Dizzle. Let's get your voice, and we out of here.
Come back, see us next week. Same bad time, same back channel. See your boy, K Dizzle, and Pretty Tony next week.
Right on, and we ain't got nothing but love for you, man. 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to go out with a little World Movement funk right here.
Welcome to Tweed Cadillac School of Pimping. That's right, Tweed Cadillac School of Pimping. Is your game leaking? Is your rap whack? Did you get dissed at parties? Are you passed over for the guys with the prints and fila suits? Well, if you can catch a cold faster than you can catch a hoe, you need Tweed Cadillac School of Pimping. That's right, Tweed Cadillac School of Pimping, where our motto is, we can't make you rich, but we can get you a bitch. Dial 1-900-PIMP.
Yeah! Call Tweed Cadillac School of Pimpin', and they hooked me up! I used to be a buster, believe it or not. I couldn't catch a fat girl at a barbecue. Now, when I fall in the club, I ain't just got it going on, I got it on going.
Yes, well, call today. If flossing is your dream, we can make it happen. Operator standing by. That's 1-900-PIMP. As for Pretty Boy Troy or Finger Poppin' Teddy, the sum of $3,500 will be deducted from your checking account for the first 3 minutes. Call today. Don't play or hate.